Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hey guys, happy Tuesday.
It's actually Tuesday this time.
Literally, it's crazy.
It's like, you know, we're going crazy, you know. We know y'all hear the crispy audio.
We miss you guys. You're here for our date once again.
Yeah, y'all not late either. Shout out to Noti Gang. Shout out to the Noti Gang.
Well, y'all, we're Black Boys in Motion.
Right, we are. So we gotta stay in motion with you guys.
Period.
So, you know, we always like to kick it off with how our week's going. But we want you guys to actually send in a voice message of how your week or how your past week is going. So, like, you know, because we want to hear what's going on with y'all. So let us know. We'll include it. We know y'all heard DDMC last time. So,
right.
You know, if you want to hop on Black Boys in Motion real quick, give us their quick little feature. You know, tell us about your week. We would love to hear about it.
Yeah, I think you guys should really, really do it. Because we will definitely post it. And you will probably be a guest on one of these episodes.
We appreciate it daily. We love seeing all the support.
We love, mwah. Should we get started?
Wait. First, how was your week, though?
We got to talk about our week. My week was okay. I didn't do much. It was just kind of regular. I did, however, get new shoes.
Okay.
That I really, really liked.
Yeah, big grand reveal. Yeah, I got to follow al.ho.
Yes.
Spell
yes.
It out for them.
al.hoee. Two E's. Yeah, don't forget.
Y'all go follow that and yes. Y'all see the pics coming up.
Yes, I love them so much. They're so cute. Soup's cute. Trey, how was your week?
It was pretty cool. I went to this new mall that, my voice is correct. I went to this new mall that I've never been to before. It was pretty cool. I did a lot, like, this weekend. Like, I went to this flea market I've never been to before.
That's cool.
I went to IHOP, guys. I don't know if it was just this IHOP that I was at, but I got one of the, first of all, don't ever get a burrito from IHOP. Don't be like me. I don't know why I got a burrito. I know, but listen.
Choice.
Because I always get pancakes. Like, I always get pancakes every time. But I was kind of hungry. It was the middle of the day. So I was like, you know what? Let me switch it up.
I mean, hey.
Let me try something new. You know, I was feeling, you know.
I mean, what if it was good?
I know. That's what I was thinking. I was like, okay, now I can come and get the pancakes, order, you know, the little burrito. Bruh, I'm thinking this burrito is going to be good. All this. It tasted so nasty. Like.
What was it in?
It had rice. Rice, beans, avocados, cheese, and, like, you know, onions, all that other stuff. And it just had so much, like, don't get me wrong, guys. I can't eat cheese by itself, but I do like cheesy things. But, like, if the cheese taste is overpowering the meal, like, and it's not supposed to, I really don't, like, you know, I should be tasting the chicken and the rice and the beans more than the cheese. And I feel like I'm just eating globs of cheese.
Let me just say, I just don't think I would trust IHOP with regular food. Like, I just can't imagine a world where I'd be like, I'm about to get this pasta from IHOP. Like, that's just, like, I just can't imagine a world. I don't even know if IHOP has pasta, but if they did, I just couldn't.
Like, the waitress should have been like, are you sure? Like, do you really want a burrito from IHOP?
She probably knew. It was a
setup. It was a setup. It was so nasty. It was so nasty. But yeah, guys, don't get it. Just get your regular order. I get pancakes every time. I've been doing it every time. I broke the cycle this weekend. I'll never.
And look at where it got you.
I'll never do that again. I'm only getting breakfast. Because I only used to get breakfast from IHOP. And so now that's all I'm doing. I'm not changing it again.
Period.
But yeah, that was my weekend. My week though has been pretty cool. You know, work is cool, so I'm vibing.
That's great. Mm-hmm. So let's get into today's topic.
Yes, guys.
Let me just say this: I am the ultimate true crime fan.
Mm-hmm.
I love true crime. I don't know. It's just something about it. Like, I could listen to it doing whatever. I could be doing homework. Could just be doing drugs, could be drinking, could be on my phone. I always
gotta hear that true crime.
I love listening to it. I don't know. It's
you,
it's like
you
a story.
Low key got me into true crime because I didn't really know like which videos to watch because I always wanted to learn about it. But every time I looked it up, it'd just be like the documentary, like, mm-hmm. YouTube about it. But now, like, you introduced me to Bailey Sarian. I think that's her name.
Yes, Bailey
Sarian. And, well, I watched Haley, but, yes, you know, so they both, like, talk about true crime, and they just make it interesting, like,
yes, you know. It's just, I don't know, it's also about just doing something while you're talking about true crime is also entertaining. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not a person that's really into makeup, but, like, when I see, for example, Bailey Sarian or Haley, when I see them doing makeup, I'm just like, wow, they look pretty nice for someone that's telling a story.
Haley, like, we know her. What's her
name? Haley Elizabeth. Sorry. Yeah, Haley Elizabeth. Sorry. Oh, my God. Sorry. Oh, God.
We're just talking about, like, yeah, Haley.
Oh, my God. Sorry, like, it's one of our friends. Yes. We're sorry, Miss VIP. Sorry.
But, yeah, true crime is definitely something that we both, we like to get into a lot because it's just so interesting.
It's also fun.
Yeah, like, to think about how people's minds operate, like, that, you know, commit these crimes and do these things, and if they really, like, had true intention or, like, you know.
Yeah, and it's interesting because there's many aspects to true crime. Like, it's, like, even the people of interest, it's just learning about different things, like how the cops didn't do what they were supposed to do, or, like, just finding out who the killer is. It's like a big dramatic like thing, and it's a
big mystery.
Yeah, big reveal. Like, you're literally, it's like a story.
Did,
like,
you see the thing about the Zodiac killer? Like, they think they found out who the person was, but he died like in 2018.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but I don't know, like, I don't know if I believe that, but they feel like that it was him. It was this guy.
I don't know.
That died back in 2018.
I don't know if that's true. Because I feel like the Zodiac killer had to die way sooner. Because
you think
I feel like
so?
Yeah. Because I just feel like the way the killing stopped, it was just kinda like it just stopped. Like it was just like that's it. So I feel like something had to happen. Either the person went to jail or
they never got caught.
I mean, they could have went to jail for something else.
Oh, that's true.
So they went to jail.
Yeah,
or
that's
they
true.
Just died.
They
so
can't find them. He's already in jail.
It just the pattern doesn't make sense. Like it was like a killing spree, and then it just suddenly ended.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't think 2018. I feel like maybe it would have.
I feel like that's trying to throw us off. Like, I don't know. You know me. I'm in. I'd be thinking about the other side. Yeah, way into deep. The iceberg going crazy.
Like, I don't know. I just feel like that. They would have struck again. Like, I just feel, I don't think that's true.
Yeah, no. But we wanted to get into the consequences that murderers, you know, they go into trial with and what they have to face. And if some deserve it and if some, like, should have a second chance at life.
This came from when I asked you, do you think a killer can't be born a killer but can be raised as one? And I don't know, like, just thinking about, like, we got into so many things talking about that, but just thinking about, for example, kids, like, I just don't know how to judge that morally and lawfully. Because it's like, morally, it's like, you want to see the best in people because, you know, they're still children and they're still developing minds, but lawfully, this person committed a serious crime. So it's like, how do you judge that?
I don't know. Honestly, I feel as if, because I really haven't heard of, like, child crimes, like, from, you know, 80s, 90s. Because, they've definitely have probably happened, but I'm just not hip to that. Like, I haven't done my research on it. But the crimes that I do know about that were by children, so, like, you know, below 18, it has been, like, children that have been influenced by the media and by the internet, and how the internet, like, you know, because these were, like, a while ago, some of them, and how we were raised by the internet, like, some of us, like, me, I was raised by YouTube, like, I've seen everything, like, I love YouTube, but it's, like, some kids fall into, like, this deep side or, like, you know, the dark web side, and then they start seeing stuff that they're not supposed to see, and they're like, oh, like, I want to see that in real life. Like, is that real? And then they start experimenting, and then it just turns into, like, a whole another, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is really crazy. I'm looking up right now who is the youngest killer. Younger than age 13.
What? And there's a list.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It says unnamed Boy, 3 years old, killed one person.
Unnamed boy, he was 3 years old.
3 years
That
old.
had to be an accident.
Had to be.
That had to be an accident.
Had to be.
Unless he woke up, he was like,
Let's get
murder
more
on my
criminal. Okay, see,
mind.
look. Okay, in 1998, an 8-year-old from India killed three people.
Okay. Now, what do you think about that? Like, let's say you're the judge. What would you give them without like knowing background history? Like, you just know this 8-year-old killed three people.
I would have to bend the rules somehow because I morally couldn't put an 8-year-old in a juvenile detention or a full-grown adult penitentiary because that's just, you can't. Like, that's just whatever that young boy's gonna get exposed to, like, you just can't. I would have to figure out another way for that kid to learn a lesson because obviously he's eight, so he can't just be free because he killed three people. So we just have to figure out a different way. I just don't think there's any way to fairly like have a definitive answer.
This is like a deep question, and like if you don't have an answer, that's fine. But do you think people deserve to die?
Like the death penalty?
No, not even a death penalty. Like people seeking like revenge on others, or like even like death penalty. Like, do you think like oh like this person killed my mother when I was younger. Now, when I grow up, I'm gonna go find out and kill them. Like, do you think people deserve to die?
I think, I guess it really depends on what that person stands for morally. I guess for me personally, I feel like murder is never really justified. I mean, it could be, but I would have to be really convinced. Like, I need like a real like convincing argument. But I don't think anyone deserves to die. But I do think, like in the death penalty, that if this person can't be rehabilitated like at all, like they will never learn your lesson, then they have to die. Then they have to die. What about you? How do you feel?
I definitely don't think anybody should die. I don't wish death on anybody. I don't even say I hate anybody, except for some people. But
Don't say anyone except for a
yeah,
few
except
people.
for it's a very short list, like hand, like one
Say their
handful.
name. Say their name. Say their name.
Patreon exclusive, $1 a month.
We'll bleep it for real, but just say
But
the
I really don't like. I really don't. The girl who stole my sweater. It's like nah.
I don't know, but that bitch that stole my champion sweater.
Yeah. Okay. No. I really don't have like a long list. But anyways, I don't think people should die at all. I don't think anybody. I don't think that should be a consequence of somebody's life taken away. I think they should be punished to the fullest extent, because if you kill them, it's like you really don't know if there's a hell or a heaven. So it's like you really like you think like you're doing something to them, but it's just like it's just taking them off the planet because they were a bad person. Like, you know, I'm not saying like, oh, don't kill, like da 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 da. I'm like, you know, but I'm just saying me personally, I don't like, you know, I don't see the point. Like, I just think you should lock them up in solitude. Like, they'll drive themselves crazy. Like, they'll really start
That
to think about what
I
they've
was
done, like, and take that
literally
in.
just thinking that. I a lot of people say death penalty is just like a cop out because they would suffer way more in a prison, and I agree with that as well.
Because especially if they get bad behavior, like if they start starting fights or like, you know, doing this, that their sentence will get upped. Like it'll go quicker, 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 and it's like you're just like, you know, giving them like, you know,
But you
a
see,
pass, basically. Not a pass, but you guys know what I'm trying to say.
that's what I get into when like that's when I feel like, okay, let's say the person that has murdered three people, they're in prison, like you put like they're up for three life sentences, like they're never getting out, but they're still doing like terrible shit in jail. That's when you might have to,
You think so?
yeah, because in
Like,
if they have been in jail for 5 years and they have killed five people in those 5 years, or they have caused so much harm more than help, then
Something needs to be done.
you gotta like
Not wrap it up.
yeah, because it is it's yeah, obviously this person doesn't want to be helped. This person doesn't want to help society as a whole. They only want to harm. And if that person only wants to harm, then they shouldn't be on this planet. Because there's a lot of fragile things on this planet.
It's so crazy. Like, everybody's really just different. Like, some people really just wake up. Like, that lady who shot that school up from outside her window.
Yes,
like,
because she hated Mondays. Because
she hated Mondays. She just woke up. She was like, oh, you know what? Gonna aim my sniper outside the window and just shoot a few rounds at the school. Like, how do you just decide? Like, how do you even pull the trigger and, like, allow yourself to do that? And then try to appeal in court and be like, oh, like, you know, I didn't mean to.
Yeah, and to that video, that was a Haley Elizabeth video, right? Mm-hmm. In the video, it was saying how the wife of the principal that died still doesn't forgive her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think rightfully so.
Yeah, because you shouldn't have to.
You shouldn't have to.
She could apologize all she wants. She took someone's life away.
You took so many lives away that day. You really have no room to speak. You really, like, that's when, like, you're mm-hmm. just done. You should stay out of it at that point. At that point, you need to stay out. Mm-hmm. Like, I just feel like you need to be in the asylum forever.
How do you feel about when they offer people the psych ward over going to prison?
I think there's no difference. You're still being locked up. I mean, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I've never been to a psych ward. And I've never been fully inside of a prison. You know, I don't know what goes on.
Right.
So I can't really tell what would be the difference. But I feel like either way, most of the time, if you go to a psych ward, you're not being sent to somewhere really nice or, like, lavish. So, I mean, you're still a criminal. So it's not like, you know, you're about to be sunshines and rainbows over there. So I think it's not much of a difference. What about you?
What was the question?
How do you feel when you get the psych ward instead?
Oh,
of
the LOL. I don't know. I heard that both, like, exactly what you were saying. Both are basically the same. And in the psych ward, like, they have an appeal system, but it's up to the people in the psych ward already. So the ones that are watching your behavior. And if they say, oh, you're not ready, then that flat out means that, like, you're staying there until they say you can leave. So it's like, you know, I don't know if like that's the full truth, but I know, like, that's how some of it goes down. And,
How do you think how a person is raised is a valid excuse for them committing a crime?
It all depends. Like, I feel like it definitely pushes you in that direction because you just have this mindset of nothing's going right. Like, you know, nothing will ever go right. Like, I'm just gonna do whatever I want. And then people just, you know, you hear about kids going down the wrong path because their parents are like, okay, like, fuck off, we'll do whatever. And then they just go do whatever they want, and then, you know.
Somebody's dead.
Yeah, like, somebody dies, and then it's like, what the fuck, that was your son.
Right, it's like, I don't know. My partner told me this, but I think it could be used in court. Like, that's a valid, like,
to get them out?
Well, to probably plead insanity, probably not get them out, but, like, let's say they murdered someone, and let's say they had a bad childhood, they could use that bad childhood instead of getting the jail time they would get.
You gotta think, I'm so bad with remembering names, but there's these two brothers, and they killed their mother and father, I believe. Somebody quote me if I'm wrong, and they're on, like, they've been on trial for a minute or been in jail because, you know, they had, like, a terrible childhood. Like, their parents would, like, touch them, like, all this stuff. Like, you're terrible, beat them, locked them in, you know. Mm-hmm. But they still went to jail for, like, you know, killing them. And then, like, still, they're like, that's their plea. Like, they did all this stuff to us. And then, you know, they're still, you know, fighting. I don't know if they're still fighting that case right now, but I know that was an ongoing case. Like, if they were really, like, you know, getting treated like that in their childhood, and if that's really a reason to let someone, you know, let that be an excuse for, not an excuse, but, you know, let that be a way for murder to be acceptable.
Okay, so where do you stand? Let's put you on the judge stand. Do you think they should go to jail for killing the parents.
In that situation, since I know the details, yes. I think that what those two boys did was out of fear and out of, you know, survival for not only, you know, just living, but for their well-being. Like, nobody wants to grow up in an environment like that, you know. Like, your family is the ones that's supposed to, you know, love you mm-hmm. and always be there for you. But their family is literally, like, torturing them. Constantly. Yeah. So it's like, if your family is doing that and it's
that's just their only way
out. Yeah. I mean, you know, I would definitely, like, I'm sure. You would have to do some type of punishment because, yeah. you know, murder is not allowed. Like, I feel as if, because not everyone can run away, you know, because you don't have places to go to, and not everyone can, you know, just tell the cops, because what if the cops blow it off, and then mm-hmm. now your parents are like, oh, caught the fucking cops on us? Like,
and then what? And
yeah,
then
exactly.
You might be dead, you know?
Exactly. So it's like, it's survival of the fittest. So, I don't know. I would definitely, it'd be a little, like, tiny sentence. Like, I'd be like, you guys really, you know, probably some therapy a lot to really, you know, have their minds straight. Like, okay, like, you murdered these people, but that's not, like, that's not cool. Like, you cannot go out and, you know, just think that's okay because that's how somebody treats you. Like, these people were doing that to you for years since you were born, so. But it's like, you can't, you know, go out in the world and just do that to strangers.
Should we take into account the way the person was murdered?
Yeah,
for
definitely.
For example, like that. Like, let's say, like, you know, they've been abused constantly. But stabbing them 85 times, yeah. breaking their necks, setting them on fire, drowning them, you know.
Like, that's excessive.
When, yeah, that's like, when it might be a little...
How do you feel about that? Like, if you were a judge and there was two teenagers and their you know, stepfather and, you know, or stepmother, they were abusing them, touching them, but they killed them, like, they cut their head off, like, they fucking disposed of their body parts, like, they did all this shit to, like, cover up the murder.
Okay, well, first, they will have to definitely get some therapy. Or, well, what's that thing called? I don't know what it's called, but the test to determine, like, if something is, you mm-hmm. know, wrong. That's what I would have them do first, which I think you automatically do first. Mm-hmm. And then that would probably definitely determine. Because if that person did react in that way, it could be one of two things. One, it was so traumatic that they, like, let out all their anger and was really, like,
with the hacksaw.
Yeah, just really wanted that person to feel their pain, like, crime of passion. Mm. Or it could be, like, this person just really wanted to see them die. Mm. You know, so if it's, like, a crime of, like, passion where, like, they just really want them feel, like, you know, want them to feel the way that they felt, then I might have to be, like, let me look into it. But if it's, like, they cut their neck off, put it on top of their house,
they're wearing main
ornaments of different organs, like, then I'm gonna be like, you definitely need to go to jail. Like, they may have abused you, but you definitely abused them right back. You have to go to jail.
Definitely need some time to think.
Yeah, definitely.
Just to know that that's not acceptable, and that, you know, because you can't, like, you can't just kill other people. Like, other people have stuff going on, like. Like, you know how many bloodlines have been ruined just because of, like, drunk drivers mm-hmm. or, like, murderers or, like, mm-hmm. people who could have been changing the future and, like, just...
lost their lives.
Gone. So, like, so young, too.
I think there is something... Okay, this is a little off topic, but kind of on topic. I was watching Cabin in the Woods yesterday. Great movie. Might be on my Halloween list. We don't know. But... me and Ken were just talking about, like, murder and, like, when is it justifiable? Because in Cabin in the Woods, spoiler alert.
spoiler alert.
It's been out for so long. I think it's basically about, like, this science. Well, I don't know about science, but it's, like, the lab people or, like, people experimenting on, like, other people, and they, like, lock them up. And, like, they have, like, five different people. I think it's the fool, the whore, the virgin, the jock, and the scholar. And those are all, like, tropes or, like, archetypes of, like, different people. So, like, they had these people. They all went to this, like, remote, like, cabin. And then, like, they, everything was being controlled. Like, people in the lab were controlling what they saw, what, like, basically their thoughts, really. And then, like, they were basically killing those people. But the thing was, they were killing these people for a reason, like, a good reason, like, to keep this Earth alive, basically.
That's what Cabin in the Woods is about?
Yeah.
Well, I've never seen it, but to watch it.
It's basically like they're trying to, they have to kill these people to like keep the gods away or something like that. something like
too
that.
Too powerful.
Yes, like if it, like at the end she was like, oh, would you rather kill millions of people or would you rather die for millions of people? And it's like, was killing them justified because the gods or should they?
I was trying to get a flake for the Black Voice in Motion Instagram, and the chair just collapsed.
But yeah, is it justifiable to kill someone for a higher purpose? Okay, but because think about this.
Wow, we're talking about the gods then.
Right, but think about this. Me and Ken were also discussing because in like a short little clip, we saw like this classroom where the guys in the lab were like trying to kill those kids basically for the experiment. And Ken was just saying like, I couldn't do that.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah. But I was like, cause at first they were like, oh, it might be fun to work there. Then they saw that and was like, I couldn't work there.
If they're paying $300 an hour, yeah, I'm working there.
I'm gonna be honest.
If they're paying $300 an hour and I'm there most of the day controlling, I'm sorry, I'm there.
I'm gonna be honest. At the gig,
$300 an hour.
Not even for the $300, it could be $50 an hour. And I still think I might do it. I don't know. It might not be morally right.
I'm only going to do it for like 2 weeks.
I know it's not morally right. But Ken brought up the point where it was like, think about how cool it would be to just see these different things, these different atrocities and stuff. So it's like, I don't know. I'd probably work there.
Just to put on the resume.
Yes, like I just want to say I don't support murder. I don't think anyone should die.
No,
at all.
No.
But that is just a crazy job.
300 an hour?
300 an hour? And we got to watch it. We got to watch
with
it.
Benefits?
It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't be able to work there. Like, it'd be on my mind every time I went home. Like, oh, those kids die. And like, imagine seeing it on the news. Like, oh, these kids die in the cabin, whatever, massacre. And it's like, no, I was, like, behind that, you know.
You never answered the question. Do you think it's justifiable to kill for a higher purpose? Because the guy in the movie, he was just like, you shouldn't kill anyone, you know. But I'm going to be honest at the gig once again. If it was me in that situation, I think because I'm just, they could have been lying to me. I could be just gullible, but I would have let them kill me. Because if I knew it was going to save millions more people, I'd be like,
so be it. But I know
you're
not just lying.
Hmm?
I know you're not just lying.
I know, like, there's no way of knowing, but I
like,
but at least I know, at least if I'm going to die, at least I thought I did something good for humanity.
Mm.
You know? I don't know.
Because, like, what was I about to say? I totally forgot. Like, I was listening to what you were saying, I was like, oh, yeah, I got something to say. And I totally forgot. Because it's like the situation where you push an overweight person on a train tracks, it stops a train and stops the other 10 people from dying, or you let the other 10 people die and let the guy on the overweight guy, like, stay with you, like, and not push him off to save the other 10 people. It's like, what do you do? I mean, obviously, I feel like, me personally, I'm not pushing someone else to stop, like, a train from, like, hitting 10 other people. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to sacrifice someone else's
right,
life.
Right, that did not volunteer.
Yeah, that did not. Like, if he or she jumped off the whatever and hopped it, okay, boom, perfect. Not perfect, but you know what I'm saying? Like, they did that, but I'm not going to push them and be like, yeah, that was right because I had to, that's only one life and I had to save 10 people. Like, no, that's not right. That's wrong. And if you think that way, I don't know what to say.
I don't know. Because I just feel like, I think I'm not a person that really just thinks that way. I just kind of think more in numbers. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'd rather save 10 or 1.
Right.
But, like, for example, in that instance, in your example, I definitely wouldn't push because mm-hmm. that person didn't say, I'm going to sacrifice myself for right. the train. They did not say, I want to die. Nothing. So I'm not going to be like, oh, it's your turn because I might as well have done that for me. I mean, it wouldn't have helped. But
exactly.
Dude, that's if like, that's like him yourself, just pushing me and being like, okay, hopefully you help.
Right.
You know, because there's no guarantee that he's going to help.
If you're not going to do it for yourself, then why, you know, do it for somebody else?
But, for example, if it was me and a gun against the whole world, as I'm presumed, I would take the shot for the world because
if it's
that's
up
type
to
of
you.
Person. Yeah, that's just the type of person yeah. I am. I don't think if somebody disagrees, so be it. But right. that's the type of person I am.
Understandable. Wow. That was a great answer. But I think we should wrap it up.
Great.
It has been a fun episode. Pretty fun.
Pretty talkative.
Yeah, talkative, different episode.
Yeah, pretty personal. Tell us if you liked it.
Yeah, let us know. Leave a review. Make sure to follow at Black Boys in Motion on Instagram.
And always come back Tuesdays at 6. Because we just changed it. Don't forget. I hope you've been keeping up.
Yeah.
Because we did change.
Yeah. We know you see the post.
We do know.
Tuesdays at 6. We're on all platforms. You know.
Finally. Woo!
Finally, yeah. We just want to give another shout out to Anchor.
Yes. Thank you for the sponsor.
Our very first... very, very first sponsored podcast episode. So we're very excited and big things coming for the future.
Yeah.
And we'll see you guys next Tuesday. We got some things planned. So
it's gonna be an interesting
we have two really big things. Now if the one really big thing doesn't happen, we still have another really big thing to back it up.
But we're hoping,
and then we'll have that other really big thing.
We're hoping next time. Yeah. Oh my god. I'm so excited.
So
anyway, we love you guys. Thanks for support. See you guys later.
See ya. Peace. Woo. Be safe.